When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music and entertainment news. Can Ray continue her winning streak at this year's Ivor Novello Awards? After huge success at this year's Brits, the singer has bagged a nomination for Album of the Year at the Ivors. Ray's album, My 21st Century Blues, is up against the likes of CMAT's record Crazy Mad For Me and the album La High by Samtha, who has bagged two nominations under his belt this year. Elsewhere across the nominations, Harry Styles is up for the PRS for Music Most Performed Work for his song As It Was. The winners will be revealed at the ceremony in London on the 23rd of May. Dua Lipa is planning to pull out the big guns when it comes to her headline slot at Glastonbury Festival this summer. Grammy-winning singer, who just released her new song Illusion, is thought to be taking inspiration from Kylie Minogue and implementing moving platforms when she takes to the pyramid stage, as well as enlisting a full dance troupe for choreography. Dua is said to be inviting some very special guests onto the stage with her during her set, which will take place on Glastonbury weekend, which falls on the 28th of June. Speaking of festivals and special guests, Fleetwood Mac singer Stevie Nicks has announced that she will be bringing out some fellow singers when she takes to the stage for the BST Hyde Park gig in the summer. Stevie will be joined by Brandi Carlile, Anna Calvi and more set to be revealed when she performs at the London gig, which takes place on the 12th of July. Stevie said on social media that she couldn't wait for the concert, saying it's been too long since she's performed in London. Elsewhere across BST Hyde Park Festival, fans can look forward to seeing Kings of Leon, Kylie Minogue, Robbie Williams and SZA perform. Megan Thee Stallion has furiously denied claims put forward by her personal cameraman who has accused her of creating a hostile workplace. Emilio Garcia filed a suit that claimed he was harassed by the Grammy winner while trapped inside a moving car with her and another woman. Megan has responded via her representative, Alex Spiro, in a statement to Page Six, which states that the accusations are salacious and that Garcia is trying to embarrass his client by trying to put forward an employment claim simply for money, adding that they will deal with it in court. And a bill is being put forward by the US government which could see social media app TikTok banned across the country. The Senate has approved the controversial bill which gives TikTok's owner ByteDance 9 months to sell its stake or the app will be banned across the United States. According to the BBC, President Joe Biden is said to be signing it into law imminently, but ByteDance told the news organization that it doesn't have any immediate response to the potentially controversial bill. Meanwhile, the app has also suffered a blow in recent times after Universal Group Media removed the likes of Drake and Taylor Swift's music from the app over licensing and AI concerns. If you're after more royal content, then make sure you check out our other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast. The latest episode is all about the new Netflix movie Scoop, which tells the story of the journalists of BBC Newsnight securing the now infamous Prince Andrew interview. Our hosts, Emily, Andrea and Emmy, are joined by former Newsnight producer Sam McAllister, who's played in the movie by Billy Piper, who reveals all about what it was like being in the room while the interview was being filmed and just how she managed to secure it. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your Daily Lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.